T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin and Leroy with Robbie the Degenerate.
Playoffs, player, turn up, player. Cinco, cuatro, tres, dos, uno.
It's Tobin.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. You can text show 786-360-0790. Text and The Ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. I want to remind you guys, download the radio.com app. Make 790 The Ticket one of your favorite stations. And, of course, you could listen to us at any time, any part of the show that you want to listen to. Use the radio.com rewind feature. You sign up for notifications, and you get a bloop, bloop, and it'll tell you, hey, we got this coming up, blah, blah, blah. And also, subscribe to the Tobin and Leroy podcast. You get 4 episodes every single day. Robbie has that put up for you. And subscribe to us on YouTube. I put up yesterday on YouTube. A lot of people were requesting this. So you guys can go to our YouTube page. A lot of people were requesting Leroy talking to a recording. It was hilarious. It's basically up on every platform. You guys can go see it. I'll retweet it right now at 790 The Ticket so you guys can see it on our Twitter account as well. But if you guys want to see the full segment, you guys can go see. You guys can go look us up on YouTube. If you want to see some of the segment, just see a little clippy clip, go to the 7 Night Tickets Twitter account, and you guys can check it out. That Leroy talking recording. It was something.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. Good. How are you?
I got this irritated. Yeah, I just Jonathan answered like Dazzle you were doing live. And,
nobody does radio like us. Let me tell you something. Okay, let's get to this. So yesterday, Leroy.
Now, hold on. Now, just do I need to guide you into it, or are you going to go in it with a machine gun? Because you have a tendency to go at things and over. Because I can see it in your face. You're getting ready to go pretty hard.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering, should I let you ease into it so the people understand where you're coming from? Because you're going to go full silly sauce before they understand why you're mad.
Huh. Robbie, hit the ID real quick because I need to let me clear out. Let me get a segment. Let me think this out.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
You have to have a level of reasonable in but then the message is going to get lost.
All right. Well, you know what? Well, I'm upset about comments where the message gets lost. I'm upset about that.
Okay.
And I'm also upset that a friend of mine who claims to be something is a charlatan and a fake.
Okay.
So I don't even know who I'm more mad at here. So I will play the sound first of what has caused this controversy, and then we'll dive into the other layers of it like an onion. Okay.
Okay.
So yesterday, like I said, we talked about this earlier on in the show.
They weren't even on the air, right?
No. No. Okay. This is man. Twitter chicanery.
This is like Friday. Zaslow getting hosed on his day off?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry.
All right.
You don't tell anybody that you're off. I can't control when I'm going to go after you. But it didn't even start wanting to go after Zaslow. It started with Christopher Mad Dog Russo.
Hey, it's Hawk.
Hey, Hawk, what are you doing?
I think our dropout. How about interview ball games? I think they got overridden by something else.
Hey, you know what? Do me a favor and tell Solana, why don't you watch where your numbers are going? Because this is the third time that he's already done that, where he's overridden our stuff. All right? I love the kid, and he's a funny, and he's got a great footing going on in radio. But could you show a little consideration, Solana, and not overwrite our drops? Because you've done that three times already with our work that we put in there. All right, thank you. Anyway,
you figure they should do it a little bit better since they got eight people working there.
You would think with the nine producers they've got, Solana, great. Dan Day, and Jen, and Jay Figg, you would think with all of them, and they're all great, they're all going to have great careers in radio and all that type of stuff. However, there is radio common courtesy, and one of those courtesies is don't override my drops, please. How about win a few ball games? Anyway, so yesterday, Leroy.
Do you feel bad having to go at a man with a man bun that hard?
No, he cut it off. I don't feel bad at all.
Okay, got it.
So yesterday, like I was saying earlier in the show, when I was going at Nick Friedel, that fake where the balls, bleh. A lot of people are doing retro stuff on the decision, 10 years since the decision. Well, Christopher Mad Dog Russo is no different. He gave his input on why he hated the decision, and he took classic, been doing sports radio for 30 years. He did the classic take of Miami fans suck, Cleveland fans are the best. That's why I was mad at him. Here is old ancient Christopher Mad Dog Russo.
You know, he went to a city that puffed their chest out like it's a big sports town. Miami can't hold a candle to Cleveland as a sports town. That's a horrendous sports town. Everybody knows it. They were rats off a ship in Game 6 in 2013. That is one of the worst sports towns in America. That's saying something. And there are a lot of bad sports towns. Atlanta ain't great either. But that is an horrendous sports town. And the fact that LeBron left Cleveland, one of the great sports towns in his country, to go do that little pep rally in Miami the day after he signed, that sat wrong with a lot of people. That was as big an issue about the whole LeBron thing as, you know, doing that dopey show. Was the fact that, you know, him, Wade, and Bosch talking about the amount of championships they're gonna win, all that fake parade they did. That town stinks as a sports town. Awful. Awful. It's not a good sports town. Jeez, I lived in Florida forever. None of those towns in Florida are good sports towns. They're college towns. None of them. I went to school there, worked there, many a show in Miami. That's not a good sports town. Cleveland is a good sports town. So that's what bothered me as much as anything else. Took the easy way out, and then he went to Miami thinking, and then the Miami fan making it sound like they're so excited. Oh, pipe down, please. One of the worst sports towns in the history of this country. Always has been. It always will be. Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Now,
hey, you rats already, off a ship.
Rats
like
off
that.
A ship.
First yeah, I like
all,
it.
I'm waiting for this, okay? I beg of you, somebody find me the picture of Ray Allen. Find me a picture of the shot where there's an empty seat in the building. All right. It was like four people getting caught outside, and everybody has to wear like that's the entire building forever. Also, it's every building in the history of sports leaves when they think the game is over. Every one of them. But let's forget about that for a second. Okay. Cleveland, a better sports town than Miami. All right. You've dealt with a lot of heartache. You've been around longer. You've lost more. And I say this with doing a show with a beloved Cleveland Brown, okay? Leroy Horde. Don't give me football because everybody's good at football. Miami, Cleveland, they're good foot. They love their pro football, NFL. It's once a week. And if you look at the attendance numbers, they've both been fantastic. They've both been fine, whatever. Leroy, good sports town, right? Cleveland. So you're good at everything, right? You're beloved. Everything?
Baseball.
The Jake? People love going to the
basketball.
Jake? Do you remember the last time? Do you remember when the Indians made the World Series in 2016? Right? The Indians have been a good team for a while now. Do you know what they were in attendance that year?
Probably last.
28th! Going to the World Series. 28th. It's a Fugazi narrative. Fugazi!
I'm not going to let you do that.
No.
In Miami, hold on. In Miami, once it looked like they might go to the playoffs, then it would have started getting packed.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'll wear it that you say Miami's not a great sports town, but don't give me that Cleveland is a great sports town. They're not. They're as bandwagon as it gets, Leroy.
They're different.
As bandwagon as it gets.
It's just different.
Bandwagon as it gets, Leroy.
It's
Do you want
different.
To know? Okay.
It's
let's,
different.
Oh, is it different? Oh, they're different. Okay. Okay. All right. They're different. Let's dial it on up here. Let's go and see what the Cleveland Cavaliers, because they're great sports fans, right? They stick through it through and through. Okay. All right. Let's see what they were. Let's go to 2013. 2 years after LeBron left, have Kyrie Irving, one of the blossoming young stars in the league. They must have had good basketball attendance, right? Let's go see. All right. Not in the top 10. Not in the top 20. Oh, I found it. The Cleveland Cavaliers, who stick through it through thick and thin. 29th in basketball attendance.
Okay.
With
okay.
Kyrie Irving, blossoming young all-star.
But does that... Well, hold on.
No.
Does that... Well, hold on. Does that mean then you then have to look at when the Heat went 15 and... And what is it, 15 and 66?
I probably could, but those are probably bad ones to go because you're probably locked into to season tickets. But I'll go to last year. How about last year? You want to know what the Heat were? No stars. Dwayne Wade's final season. All right.
What was Dwayne Wade's final season? That don't count?
Oh, it doesn't? Oh, that doesn't count?
No.
Okay. What do you want to go, 2018? You want to know what the Heat were in 2018?
Was that 31-31 team?
Do you want to know what they were in attendance?
I would say they probably like 15.
Third! Three! Top three in attendance, Leroy. Want to know why? Because it's a good basketball town. And the team and the fans love their basketball. Did LeBron help with that? Certainly did. Do championships influence a generation of sports fans? Yes, they do. But I'm tired of hearing this narrative. Oh, Cleveland, great sports town. Miami not. Dude. It's fine. You want to say that the end-all, be-all of sports fans is I go and watch teams that suck? I don't even agree with that narrative, Leroy. I don't. Because in my mind, you should hold your teams accountable. If they suck, I'm not going to go watch them. These Knicks fans act like it's some badge of honor that they go watch a bunch of losers. Like whether this terrible franchise. That's why your owner acts like a jerk, thinking he can do whatever he wants. What does it matter? Everybody comes to the Mecca. Well, that's why your team hasn't, you know, been able to recruit anybody. And you can just talk about fantasy land left and right. All right. It's a stupid narrative to begin with that fans who don't want to support crappy products makes them bad fans. It doesn't. And Christopher Mad Dog Russo, who, look, respect to a legend. He's been doing it forever. He's a pioneer of sports radio, who also, by the way, fled Mike Francesa like a rat to Sirius XM. That, by the way, this isn't 1974, okay? It doesn't cost a box of Cracker Jacks to have season tickets to go see the San Francisco Giants, okay? Chris, it's not like that anymore. It costs a lot of money for families to lock down on season tickets. So excuse this city if they don't want to waste their time spending it on a owner, and I'm not talking about Jeter, but I'm talking about the Loria era, didn't want to spend money on an owner who just kept spitting in their face, lying to them, giving him a ballpark, giving him all this stuff, and saying, oh, I'll pay for it because that makes me a good fan. No, it doesn't.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Now. We came into this segment.
Yeah.
With you saying how you were pissed off at Zaslow.
Oh.
Whoa. We've been going at this for 10 minutes. You ain't even mentioned Zaslow's name.
It needed to
tie it together.
Glad you mentioned that. Okay, thank you. Thank you for keeping me on track. This is why I'm mad at Zaslow. All right? He is a son of this city. All right? A guy who claims he's 305 till he dies. I've produced his radio show for years, okay? When people wanted to... Who was there hearing your take, Zaslow, all right, on Chris Volstad back in the day? Me, all right? Who was there listening to your takes, all right, on Olli Jokinen back in the day? Me. And so when Christopher Mad Dog Russo takes that stupid false narrative that you have hosed down left and right. If it was Windhorst saying this, you would have hosed him down. If it was Wilbon saying this, you would have hosed him down. If it was anybody else, Bill Simmons, name him, Leroy.
Yeah.
But the one thing is, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, that's Zaslow's radio idol. All right. You probably hear, if you listen to Christopher Mad, do you have the end? Can you play the end of that clip, Robbie? Can you play his the end of his rant and tell me you don't hear a little Jonathan Zaslow in this? Because that's this is the guy he worships, Leroy, looks up to in the radio landscape. Okay, not Jim Rome.
None of them. I went to school there, worked there. Many a show in Miami. Those are, that's not a good sports town. Cleveland is a good sports town. So that's what bothered me as much as anything else. Took the easy way out, and then he went to Miami thinking, and then the Miami fan making it sound like they're so excited. Oh, pipe down, please. One of the worst sports towns in the history of this country. Always has been. And always will be. Rats off a ship. Game six.
It's Zaslow to a T. That's his influence. Hey, people get influences. Musicians get influences from other people. You know, people copy batting stances. Whatever. Zaslow wanted to get into radio. He copied Christopher Mad Dog Russo. Hey. Rats off a ship. That's what it was. So yesterday,
somebody says silly sauce splash zone. Leroy's in the first row.
So yesterday, this clip comes out, and Amber, she tags Zaslow and says, Zaslow, this is your idol? This is your idol?
So she called him out.
She called him out. Good tweet by Jethro. Had to be called out. And so Zaslow, he goes, on Twitter, I don't get offended over the stuff like that. I know he's not talking about me. So my man Leo here, he's upset with Zaslow. Probably a Zaslow fan. All right? He goes, some fan you are. What is up with that 305 till I die talk? Represent. You have a voice. Talk. Defend Miami. You should be ashamed of yourself. And so Zaslow answers to the guy. You mean lie, right? He goes, Leo responds, I'm a Heat fan, but I'm not even from Miami, and it bothered me. You say you're 305 till I die, but when it's time to show up, crickets. Unless you really think Cleveland is better than your hometown, you say nothing because you like the guy. I think Brendan Tobin agrees with me. So I didn't even know about this, but the guy tags me. He brings me into it.
Of course, everybody wants to be attached to the silly sauce sprinkler in these moments.
And he goes, you're ridiculous. Claiming we're a great sports town doesn't make you a better fan. It makes you a dope. He's calling his listener, his fan, a dope, Leroy. Panthers attendance, Marlins attendance, Hurricanes attendance. You want to sit there, tell me, yell about being a great sports town? Crazy. Rats off a ship. He didn't say rats off a ship. So Zaslow, let me just put this out there. A guy who claims he's 305 till he dies. A man who I sat in the foxhole with. I sat in the foxhole with Jonathan Zaslow when the entire world was coming after us. Big Three era. Skip Bayless. Stephen A. Smith. All right? Bill Simmons, all of them, Rick Bucher, all of these losers who are coming at us, Crackpot Mark Boyle, I sat in the foxhole with you, Jonathan Zaslow, and all of a sudden, your idol, your Mr. Miyagi of radio has some slander, and what do you do? Not a peep? A disgrace. A disgrace to the city, Leroy, that this man, a man who waltzes around town with two championship rings on his finger, all right?
Don't even get
two championship rings on his finger that say Miami on them. All right? The Heat have blown the Cavaliers in attendance. They've blown them out of the water, Leroy. With LeBron, without LeBron, over the past decades, blown them out of the water. The Cleveland Indians, who actually have had a good baseball team, sitting down there in the bottom five of the league, right with the Marlins, who have been a team that hasn't made the playoffs, in, what are we talking, 17 years. 17 years, two fire sales, two ballparks, lying to their ticket holders, left and right, and he wants to compare the same. No. If the Marlins actually had a good team, and you want to say, hey, still nobody's showing up, let's have a talk. But they've been a terrible franchise with an owner who's continually lied to them, finally sold off. Thankfully, maybe it'll actually get some groundswell to build something. But you want to go out there and you want to give Cleveland the crown? I've sat here, Leroy, and I've heard him make the arguments that I'm making about Cleveland being a fake good sports town. And he wants to sit there and bow to Russo? Who is this guy? Who is he? So I'd like to sit here and be mad, be upset with Christopher Mad Dog Russo with his fossilized take, which is straight out. And by the way, Russo, you know where I saw a lot of Marlins fans? When I saw Pudge Rodriguez and your San Francisco Giants. By the way, the second time they've done that. Only been to the playoffs twice, but have kicked the Giants' ass twice right out of the playoffs. All right? But Zaslow, you bend the knee to Russo? For shame. For shame. For shame. For shame. I'm disappointed. Leroy, I'm disappointed.
You're not mad. You're just.
Oh, no. I'm mad. I'm plenty mad. But I'm also disappointed.
So you believe that certain things that are said have to be defended regardless.
Regardless.
Right. And that's especially.
Especially.
To call Miami a bad sports town.
I've heard him argue this exact take from countless members of people. Countless. Right. And he goes with, I know he's not talking about me. He's talking about now.
His guy, he's not going to argue.
His guy has the take. Right. And now where is he? Oh, he's telling the truth.
I don't want to put this out there, but there's another guy we used to do radio with that this reeks of.
You saying he's pulling a beast move?
He's just, whichever way the wind's blowing.
Disappointing. But it's, hey, go ahead. You fled us, Zaslo. Rats off a ship. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Robbie, you stepping on it a little bit.
I love it. You can text the show 786-360-0790. I'm sorry, Leroy. I was like Dion Waiters there. I was taking all the shots. It had to be said, though. It had to be said.
All right.
It had to be said. What do you think? What do you think about Zaslow's tweets?
With him
bending the knee to Chris Russo.
I would say this, that although I see what he's saying, if you call yourself Mr. 305 till I die, then you have to defend all things 305, right?
It would be nice. You know what it's like? I've heard him, and I don't want to spend the entire show on this. Because it hurts me to my core that a guy that I've put so much hard work into that guy's radio shows to see him bend the knee to Chris Russo like this is very disappointing. But it would be like you know Zaslow gets upset every time somebody makes fun of wrestling. Oh, booger pickers.
Yes.
You know, losers in their mother's basement. You go, oh, hilarious. That's what we see all the time. It's not like sold out everywhere. If you would defend Miami the same way you would defend WWE, that would be nice. Not just, oh, no, he's not talking about me. That's what you come at. That's what. How many times have we done this segment where we've gone after our enemies? And this is because he's your Mr. Miyagi, he's your Mr. Radio. You know, that's all right. Maybe if you would have, hey, listen, I grew up listening to Jim Mandich, the great Mad Dog, rest in peace. That was my guy. I would never hear that. Hell out of here.
That's different though.
Hell out of here. You know, I listened to Mike and the Mad Dog when I was a child. My dad, he loves, you know, he's New York through and through. He loves the New York teams. You know what I said? This is garbage. Hey, Dad, you're listening to trash. You know what I like hearing? All right. That's what I like hearing.
Oh, man.
Hell out of here.
That's a win, that's a loss started.
Yep. Bunch of garbage. Anyway.
Mad Dog played That's a Win, That's a Loss?
Everybody did.
Come on. No. Everybody did.
Never Everybody played did. That.
All right, I'm going to send you a picture now, and it's not as good as Gina Carano topless, so bear with me. But some pictures were released yesterday of Jimmy Butler on Jimmy Butler's Instagram account of him working out. And Jimmy Butler has a mural in his gym of Jimmy Butler.
Are you sure that's not the Heat facility?
Nope, that's Jimmy Butler's facility. Because there's other picture. I'll send you another picture, and it's got his logo on the floor. That's for sure his facility. But
well,
he has.
You know your house big as hell when you have a workout facility.
Oh yeah, oh, I'm sure Jimmy.
You just.
I'm sure Jimmy. Here, I'll send you another picture so I can just show you my journalism, and we can confirm. But Jimmy Butler has himself a mural of Jimmy Butler. And it says, it has a quote next to it. I don't know if he's quoting, I'm guessing he's quoting himself like Al Golden. He says, they ask me what I want like they don't already know. I guess that's the Jimmy Butler. That was like his, I don't know if it's his yearbook quote or what, but he's got a mural of himself. Leroy, would you ever put a mural of yourself up in the old Horde workout room?
I'm going to tell you like this. I love me some Leroy, but that's too much.
That's too much?
Yeah.
Didn't Pudge have a statue of himself outside his house?
I believe he does. Yes, I do believe.
Hey, wait a minute. What? Now that I'm looking at this room.
Yeah.
It looks like the third stall in a garage.
Yeah, it kind of does. It does. It looks. It does. It just looks like a garage room.
All right.
Well, that's all you need. Maybe Jimmy Butler likes that Mr. T kind of setting. I train alone. I work alone. All that type of
I'm
stuff.
I'm guessing, ask me what I want like they don't already know is... Sounds like a line from a rap song.
Huh. Let's see. I'll put that in. Let me see if I can put it in the Google machine. They ask me what I want like they don't already know. I don't know. Huh.
I could ask my resident...
Ask your
music guru.
Guru. Yeah. Fonz.
Right.
That's something. A mural of yourself. I like it.
Yeah.
I think you think Goron walks in there and goes, "Hey man, that's a picture of yourself." Or nobody says anything to Jimmy. They're just like,
nobody says anything to Jimmy. God bought you a basketball court. You know how serious he is.
That's true. He sent hoops to everybody. Next person to pull this move is going to be Tyler Hero, right? Getting the mural of themselves.
Or just two big old cheeks.
Speaking of cheeks, did you hear Stephen A. Smith's hair. Did you hear Stephen A. Smith's rant yesterday?
No. You got it?
Yeah. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
So yesterday, Stephen A. Smith... He decided to come at the NBA players and put some truth onto why they hate the bubble so much, and this is why.
Here's the reason you gotta be worried. I wanted to hold off on saying this, y'all, but I can't hold it more. Do we really think that our the recreational activities, what these guys are accustomed to, are going to be compromised for 3 months? I mean, somebody's got to say it. Somebody's got to say it. You really, really think that people are going to be without their wives or their woman? Okay? I mean, the guys that are married without their wives, the guys that ain't married without their woman, you really, really think they honor in a bubble for 3 months and are going to deprive? Somebody got to tell the truth.
Stephen A., they've set up ping pong tournaments.
They're allowed to bring their significant other down there after a month.
Hey, listen, after a month, I just said forget 3 months. They gonna struggle with 3 weeks. Why you think they won in Vegas? Can we stop? The issue right now is that you in Orlando for the first month, you got to be alone. You understand? Trust me, when guys wanted to go to Vegas, because they definitely wanted to go to Vegas, I noticed for a fact, Jay, I know you know they wanted to be in Vegas, you could have rented out the Wynn and the Encore or something like that. You could have done that, all right, and had some semblance of a bubble, and cats would have been happy. The reason why they're looking at Orlando, they're like, damn, you got to go through gates, you got to go through a lot of hoops just to do anything. That's a problem for them. Somebody got to say it. These brothers, you said 3 months. I'm saying 3 weeks is a struggle. It's a struggle. Let's just talk about what it is.
Stephen A.?
Stop playing the game. That's what's going on. Say what? Say what, Max? What'd you say?
So what are they going to do? What are you saying? After 3 weeks, what happens?
Oh, I'm telling you they're going to violate the bubble. That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now.
No more distancing, Max.
Hey, listen. They're going to practice social distancing with the general public. But I'm sorry. When it comes to either your wife or if you're not married, your girl, look, it's a struggle, okay? I'm just telling y'all. That's what's going on here.
Man. He really thinks that the players can't go that long without the sex? Like, is there going to be...
Months. I'm saying 3 weeks is a struggle. It's a struggle.
He thinks that there's no shot these NBA players can go a month without the sex. Hold on. Are like the NBA players known as the league that needs the sex the most?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Snitchy Mouse!
I did not realize that this would be part of my job description.
What are you going to do, Snitchy?
I'm keep many ass at home. I don't know.
You think that, so let me get this straight. You think that Minnie walking around that some players are going to have a wandering eye, they're going to say, I guess I go mouse.
Hey, sometimes the only thing that's available is a slump buster. And other times, Disney characters. I'm just saying.
I'm
not gonna risk it.
Would you? Is there a level of player you'd be okay with, like a Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith type of scenario? Like if it was Jokic, would you be okay, or Kuzma, or does it have to be like LeBron?
No one.
She's your Minnie.
Minnie been doing our thing for over 65 years.
I'm sorry.
You know Stephen A's upset when he gets all high pitched. I'm sorry.
That could be said.
I do, like, but you know what? There's things that in life we take for granted, right? Like you've never had to live for that long without your wife.
No.
But hold on. So just imagine these players go to camp. Like when I first got into the league, camp was 5 weeks.
No ladies?
Well, I didn't have one at the time.
Okay, but you're just in the league.
Right. And I held out for 2 weeks. So I didn't have the full 5 weeks. You have the two-a-days. You know, then you have you go away and practice in the middle of nowhere against other teams.
But with the NFL, there's no sex on the road, right? Like it's very rare that is it like in the NFL, are there a lot of ladies sneaking into the hotels on the road?
Oh man, we got SWAT. Hey, no lie. One time we was in camp and it was the last night before camp. And we went to this little spot and me and my boy met some honeys, right? And it was getting close to our curfew. So we said, you know what? We gonna go act like we sleep. And then we gonna sneak out. Man, they have security at every entrance. We tried the back way, the front way. We couldn't get out.
Man.
So
they have the sex on lock on the road in the NFL.
It's not the sex they have on lock. It's just the people. You know what I'm saying? Now, I will say this, that
baseball, there's got to be a lot of road sex, though. Like, they're out there. They're
baseball's different.
They're in a city for 3 days.
But they could be gone for a couple of weeks. And I've gone out in South Florida and seen baseball players out at Voodoo and stuff like that and on South Beach.
Right.
Same thing with basketball. Football's not like that because you in and you out.
Especially if you're a pitcher.
Right.
What's tomorrow? Chart day? I'm good.
You want to know what the worst is for a football team?
What?
When you go on the road and you stay out there.
Oh, the West Coast trip. We practice out on the West Coast.
Yes. So, like, yeah, because what happens is you still have curfew. So they give you curfew on that week when you normally wouldn't have curfew.
Yeah, but my question is so are we going to get to this bubble? Because I feel like Jimmy Butler can go without the sex. He's almost like he could zen it like a fighter. And these fight, let me tell you something. These fighters believe in that stuff. I was talking to a boxer yesterday, and he was telling me, he goes, man, sex before fights? I had sex before the night before a fight once. No bueno. I'm like, yeah, man, but like you believe in that? Like science says that's not true. He goes, oh, it's true. Shannon Briggs has said this too. He believes in women's weakens legs. Like he's like, yeah, he says absolutely true.
Well, says, what, not what not like saying? A not like a 40-pound costume, evidently.
Didn't Jeff Fisher cut somebody in Hard Knocks for having the sex in camp in the
bar? Yeah, yes, he did.
Yes.
I'm going 7-9.
You can there's guys that my rookie year. How about this one? So,
hold on.
My rookie year.
Let's save it because we're a little bit late over it. So, Leroy's rookie year sex story next.
I'm sorry.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. You can text the show 786-360-0790. Text on The Ticket driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota.
I'm sorry.
Text writes, I played soccer, practiced all weekend, didn't have sex until after the game. Well, I don't know, man. I have a poll out, Leroy. I have a poll out right now. At @Brendan_Tobin. I've retweeted it at 790 The Ticket. I took NFL players off the list because, you know, I figured you told me that it's like SWAT. It's hard for them to have sex on the road. So the poll is, who is having the most sex? NBA players, MLB players, soccer players, or NHL players?
Baseball.
Baseball's having the most sex, you think? More than NBA?
Hey, when's the last time you heard of a football or a basketball or a soccer player having two families?
Oh, Bartolo Colon?
Hey. And had time to do steroids.
Man. Tell me who's got a better book than that guy. who's got a better book than Bartolo Colon? I don't know, man.
I remember Miko Grimes saying that Brent was a day of the game kind of guy as far as, you know, sex.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Something tells me that it was more that she was a day of the game kind of gal.
You're probably right.
Jeez.
If I had to guess, I'm just saying. I mean, she did. Like, we all remember what Miko Grimes got Brent for his birthday cakes, right? Like, do you remember the birthday cakes?
Yeah.
Like, something tells me even if Brent wanted to save his strength, she was like, oh, you're saving your strength. Cool story, bro. Not happening. So, guys, you guys can go vote on our poll right now. Who is having the most sex? Because Stephen A. Smith believes NBA players not going into the bubble and withholding from the sex. Something tells me, though, that like Tyler Hero is going to have the most trouble. Like, if anybody's going to be out there and they're going to have the most problems, Snitchy Mouse is going to be wandering. He's going to be right outside Tyler Hero's door. And what is he going to say, Leroy?
Listen. Tyler, I sent a message to Jimmy Butler. He's told you time and time again, just go home. This is temporary. Don't ruin it.
Championships are forever, Snitchy.
Championships are forever.
Oh boy, I see that. His lady tweeted out, "Fell in love with the real one." Tyler Hero liked that. It's a love story like none other. NBA player.
Of course he liked it.
Of course he liked it. Jimmy Butler's going to have to slap some sense into him. He's like, come on, man. You need to get yourself together. I need Baby Goat to hit some buckets. He's like, but quarantine went so good, Jimmy. You're sounding weak. All right?
Yep.
You got to put yourself in a zen-like state. No sex.
So, are you ready for my story?
Yes, your rookie story.
So, I had a roommate. And when I finally started coming to camp, I was exhausted. Two-a-days. It wasn't even hard two-a-days either. but I hadn't practiced. I was just getting into the swing of things. I was exhausted. So we have, the way camp works is you have practice in the morning at about 8:30, 9 o'clock. Then you have nap. Then you have meetings. Then you have another practice. You get done at about 4:35. Then you have dinner. Then you have special teams meetings at like 7:30. And then meetings get done at 10. And then bed checks at 11. So I come into the room. I'm exhausted. He got a little company. So I'm like, got all that energy, huh? He ain't doing nothing. They just chit-chatting. So I know 11 o'clock's coming up. I go brush my teeth, you know, whatever, blah, 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 blah. I come out. She's gone. Okay, that's fine. Coach comes in. What's up, coach? Roomie. What's up, coach? Have a good one. Good night. She was hiding on the side of the bed. I was like, wow. I said, hey, you ain't even, shh, be quiet, go to sleep. So now you put me to bed like a child. So, yeah, it's possible.
Jeez.
I don't know how. I've never tried to pull that off.
Was there consequences?
He never got caught.
No, I know, but like if he would have gotten caught, is there big consequences?
I don't know, but I know one time in Cleveland, we had check-in, and I'm telling you, it looked like a funeral procession with everybody leaving. So as soon as bed check, people climbing out windows, whatever. We all went down to Cleveland, right? Somebody snitched, and they had another bed check.
Oh, no.
So we came back. Everybody thought everything was cool. And there was a list. And it cost $500.
Damn.
Right. So, yeah. So there's been some stories. There's been some stories. But for the most part, I would say, especially in football, you're so tired. You ain't even think about it. It ain't even like, no matter what camp I was ever in. Now, when I got to Minnesota, it was a little different because we never did 2-a-days in pads. Never full pads. And if we practiced 2 days in pads because we practiced against another team, we damn near have the next day off. So you always had just enough energy to do whatever, but we were at Mankato State. And they weren't in school yet. So it wasn't nothing happening up there.
Better get ready, girl. I'm going deep.
Oh, wasn't Derek none Lewis. Of that. Derek Lewis withholds from the sex. Derek Lewis does withhold from the sex. I think fighters believe in it the most. And it's
yes.
I think fighters yes. believe in that stuff the most. I don't know if look, I don't I know a lot of people don't scientists have said like, no, it raises your testosterone, not a thing. I think fighters just I think they bask within the struggle. I think it is.
I think one texter
does write out though correctly. Tyson Fury says that he does hand drills 7 times a day. He says it's great for fight day.
And that's with a wife.
That's with a wife. Yep. That's with a wife. So I don't know. Another texter writes in. Snitchy Mouse is going to ask Tyler if his lady can share the gluteus workout with Minnie.
Let's see. You know. Tyler, them glutes on your girl are phenomenal. You think maybe she could go do some workout with Minnie?
You want Minnie to get those bands?
Minnie has lost it a little bit over the years.
Hey man, you guys,
she's taking it for granted. She doesn't think just because she's the only mouse on property doesn't mean that Mickey can't get it.
Back after this.
Call 1-888-GET-IT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.